USA News. I'm Lance Pry. The Philadelphia, Pennsylvania School District is bringing back the mandatory mask mandate to school children. The mandatory masking will be for 10 days after returning from winter break, January 3rd through the 13th. The school district claims it will lessen the transmission of multiple airborne viruses, including COVID-19. Three men were sentenced Thursday to a minimum of 7 to 12 years in prison for charges related to plot and kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The jury determined that the three men, founders of the Wolverine Watchmen Militia, helped train others to kidnap the Democrat governor. Joseph Morrison announces his regret in court Thursday.
I made mistakes. I acted recklessly and carelessly with my words. I got around the wrong people.
A bill to end the COVID-19 vaccine mandate for members of the military and provide nearly $858 billion for national defense passed the Senate on Thursday and now goes to President Biden to be signed into law. Lawmakers increased the budget by roughly 10% more from last year's numbers and gave service members a 4.6% pay raise. That includes the Defense Department's civilian workforce. The National Archives are releasing some information about the JFK assassination, with more details coming out this summer.
The information comes from about 8,000 documents related to the death of President John F. Kennedy. However, a White House memo adds that there are a number of records that contain information for, quote, continued postponement of public disclosure until June 30th. It notes that those files may cause harm to defense, intelligence operations, law enforcement, or foreign relations. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22, 1963 in Dallas, Texas. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
Thank you, Tyler. We are USA News.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information. Subscription required.
Hey guys, did you know there's a generic form of Viagra that works just the same but is 90% cheaper? And you can get it online? Just go to 4hims.com/joy. At Hims, you'll get a free medical consultation, discreet shipping if prescribed, a 100% online process, and trusted generic alternatives to the biggest brands at 90% off. That's right, get generic for Viagra, the same active ingredient as brand name Viagra, but 90% cheaper. It's the same medication you get from your doctor, but with zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Investment firm Goldman Sachs is now the latest U.S. company to plan for a large round of layoffs. Goldman Sachs will lay off about 4,000 people as the employer is fearing high inflation that could slide the economy into a recession. When is the last day to get your stuff in the mail to reach the destination on time this holiday season?
The U.S. Postal Service says this Saturday, the 17th, is the latest you can send packages by its cheapest service, Retail Ground, and be assured they'll arrive by Christmas. It's the same deadline for first-class mail. Priority mail will give you a bit more leeway. The deadline is Monday, the 19th, and for your last-minute needs, the more expensive Priority Mail Express service we'll let you send items by the 23rd. I'm Tim Berg.
With the border crisis swelling in numbers of people illegally entering the United States, President Biden's effort to terminate a Trump-era policy called Remain in Mexico was put back in place by a U.S. District Court judge after being heard in several courts. Soon, shoppers in New York won't be able to buy a pet at the store. Democrat Governor Kathy Hochul on Thursday signed a bill into law that bans the sale of dogs, cats, and rabbits at retail pet stores. She says the reason to do this is to end the puppy mill to pet store pipeline and stop abuse of breeders. The law goes into effect in 2024. Thanks for listening, and a TGIF to you, my friend. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.